And now on the line joining us, we have Colin Jess. Colin, good morning. Colin's the vice chair of the Glentoran Football Club. Colin, it's always nice to be able to, highlight a good piece of news. And Glentoran comes in for a special mention this morning because the East Belfast club will be honoured with a prestigious accolade tomorrow, and it's the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. Colin, tell us a wee bit more about the award that you're getting, please.
Yes, good morning, Peter. Yes, this is the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is the highest award given to local volunteer groups across the UK, and it recognises the outstanding work done across their local communities. In fact, it's the equivalent of an MBE for an individual extended to a volunteer group.
Fantastic. That's a great accolade to get. And is that something that, did someone nominate you for that? Or how does that process come about? Can't you, is it like an MBE where you open a letter one Saturday morning that you weren't expecting?
It's not quite, Peter. No, there's a fair amount of work that's gone into this process. We were made aware of the award about this time last year, and that kicked off a process of meeting several of the deputy lieutenants across Belfast to introduce the award to us and to see if the work that across the club on a daily basis would actually meet the criteria. Now, that process went on right through the winter, and it involved written application process. It involved several interviews. It involved a visit from the deputy lieutenants to the club, and just to look at the work that our volunteers do. And the simple reality, Peter, was that our club and any club could not operate without the willing support of so many people. That's just the heart of the Glentoran family. So it wasn't that this was sprung on us and we were totally excited, but as a result of a lot of work, just that process, it became very clear to us of the amount of work that is actually done in order to keep our football club alive. And we calculated probably over about 200 volunteers on a daily basis and weekly basis, from opening the turnstile, selling programmes, working on our media team, serving food in the milk bar, working in the shop, our maintenance team on a Monday morning, who are, let's call them, retired gentlemen, who turn up every Monday morning, rain, hail or snow, to make sure the ground is tidied and in good fit condition for the next game coming along. So it's a huge input from everybody into this award.
So fitting recognition for all of those unsung heroes who very often don't get the praise maybe that the work that they do deserves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the main core to this is we have an academy across Glentoran Football Club which totals around 600 at the moment, and that's kids from the age of 3 to 4 up until just below the senior teams. So within that, we need people to coach them, and we have over 100 coaches. So the full impact of that is that there's actually so much cross-community work going on as well, where you have players at Glentoran Football Club from all sections of the community across Northern Ireland, and their parents come along and enjoy getting together at matches and at different functions. We actually put a value on this, Peter, that if we calculated the amount that it would cost us to run the club from our 200 volunteers, it would be around £1 million a year that we would need. So it's a huge effort by everybody, and this is a fitting reward for the club, which is at the heart of the community of East Belfast.
And I know the Irish League over the years has had its own financial difficulties and clubs within it, but you know, finding that £1 million just wouldn't be feasible, just wouldn't be possible. The thing couldn't run without all that voluntary work.
No, absolutely, Peter. And I think the history of Glentoran Football Club in recent years, there has been financial difficulties, but the club has come through that, and we're now in a strong position, and we're in a solid position. And that is no doubt helped by people willing to do roles that heretofore were probably paid roles in certain circumstances, but people are giving up their time right across the club, right from the board at the top level down to those people that I've mentioned, just to keep the club going on a day-to-day basis. So the community engagement strategy the club is very aware that it can be a force for change and regeneration within the East Belfast community. And the work of our volunteers just extends that to the local residents around the club. And we are a club that's going forward with the people of East Belfast behind us.
Well, congratulations, Colin, and good luck tomorrow on and off the field.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thank you.
Cheers, Colin. Good luck now.
Thanks. Bye.